Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already October 28th and 29th, depending on when you're listening to this. Halloween's right around the corner. I want to thank my guest for last week's show, Dr. Shannon Mills, always entertaining. He's a dentist. He works for us, one of our subsidiaries called Provisor. He makes dental non-boring. He's been with us for about 10 years here at Northeast Delta Dental Enterprise, and great Concord resident, really loves New Hampshire. So thank you, Shannon, for joining me last weekend. Also last weekend, we had a couple of pretty major events. We had the Runway 5K, which was running on the Concord Airport, and one of my guests, Joe Casper, will talk about that. And then we also had the 10-miler running from the NHTI campus through out towards the golf course, et cetera, and then back for a 10-miler. So that was a lot of fun. So there's never a lacking of things to do, certainly, you know, in Concord. So this weekend with me is Valerie Ferlin and Joe Casper. Joe, of course, is a longtime partner with me at Northeast Delta Dental, including Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and join me. Actually, on the 20th, we filled in for Ken Kale. It always takes like five of us to fill in for the 3 hours for Ken. And Joe, of course, you know, did a great job. So, Valerie, thank you for joining me. I'm sure you have better things to do on your weekend than hang out with Tom and Joe, but I appreciate it.
I love being here.
Oh, she's saying that with her fingers crossed, Joe. All right. So tell us, I know you have your BS in human nutrition from Rutgers, but tell us your background and how you got into the Wellness Coalition and the Capital Area Wellness Coalition and related items.
Well, partly a lot of it has to do with my affiliation with the hospital as the health outreach coordinator there at the Center for Health Promotion. And the hospital certainly is concerned about community health and wanting to do everything it can to especially drive down the obesity issue, which is part of our big goals within the coalition. So I've had the great opportunity to work with some great partners in the last 2 years, and we're really working hard to build that kind of nonprofit group that really reaches out to the community in those initiatives.
You know, the obesity issue, I was watching the news the other night. I try not to watch news anymore because it doesn't seem like to be news. Exactly. But there were some extraordinarily bad statistics on obesity, not only for adults, but also for children. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you have any of those stats off the top of your head, but I think most people are realizing that America is getting rather large.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I don't. I would say that right now we're probably in, as a nation, at least 75% of the nation is either overweight or obese. And that epidemic is hitting kids very hard. And we're seeing a huge, huge increase. And it's a huge problem in the capital region.
And that's where I always put this out there for folks. I was chair of the State Board of Ed for 10 years, and I totally get the fact that there's only so much time in the day and everybody has their technology devices. But we need to find that balance of getting the kids out and playing more. And I say this recognizing that, you know, when I talk to teachers, I know that the day is already jam-packed with all sorts of other, you know, academic requirements, and kids go home if they're not playing an after-school sports on a varsity or JV team. They're at their, you know, they're on their Apple phone or whatever. But so I recognize the reality. So this, I don't say this out of naivete, but I think we definitely have to find that balance. Okay, Jolton Joe. So Mr. Concord, Mr. World Famous Fan of Concord, right? So you're a TV star now too. So what are you doing hanging with me this weekend?
Well, you know, I just love hanging with you, Tom. It's always fun when we're on the air together. And I'm so glad that you've got Valerie and I in for the Wellness Coalition. You know, the Wellness Coalition has been around since 2009. Mayor Jim Boulay started it back then in recognition of the fact that we need to be healthier overall. And, you know, it's mind, body, and spirit type of envelopment. The fact that we've done a number of things over the past years, and the coalition continues to grow today. You know, we've got Valerie, who's our lead head person, keeping us in line here in the coalition on monthly meetings and things like that.
Snapping my whip.
Snapping your whip.
That's
yes.
good, Valerie.
But you know, we've had two successful mayor's walks this past fall. One was downtown, and the Capital Area Wellness Coalition's been involved with that development of downtown and the fact of the signage, how far it is to walk from one point to the other. Concord is certainly a very walkable downtown today, especially with all the changes that have gone on. And also, you know, the mayor's walk highlights that. And we had two mayor's walks. We were fortunate Mayor Boulay was able to join us for two walks. The second walk was over at the by the Sewells Falls Bridge, the new Sewells Falls Bridge, one of the 31 trails that a group maintains for us in Concord. So Concord has a lot to offer, and the Wellness Coalition is that hub that if you're looking for something to do on a weekend, you can go to the Wellness Coalition website, capwellness.org, and you can find a number of different things that are going on within the Capital Area, and we're just one of several coalitions throughout the state. And a lot of the coalitions, we talk to one another, we find out what's going on, what programs are working, we share information back and forth. Keene has a very robust coalition. And, you know, we're doing some different things. We're working in the schools with the 5210 program that was started by Michelle Obama and is continuing to move forward. And we're finding that exercise, along with eating correctly, are definite two big keys to living a healthier lifestyle, given all the junk that's out there in today's world.
And don't forget the third key, brush and floss. Because, Joe, you know you've heard me say this a few times. You can't have good oral health without good oral health.
You know, that's why
have
we
you ever heard me say that?
We work off of one.
There you go. The mouth is part of the body. Okay, so give a shout-out to the steering committee that convenes as needed to sort of track progress in the coalition as well as think about new things to do.
Well, we've got a steering committee that's myself, Jim DeRamis, Joanne Telchner, who's the director of the Center for Health Promotion, where Valerie works.
Yep.
And
don't forget Bill Norton.
I was just going to say Bill Norton.
Fellow Harvard grad.
Bill
Norton,
he'll
kill
Tim
me
Sink.
Otherwise.
As a matter of fact, I saw Bill the other night. And we get together periodically to look at the direction because it was that initial steering committee that helped put the coalition together. And we look at programs to see how they're going, provide some input to the committee that meets on a monthly basis. And Valerie, she does crack the whip. She keeps us on time. She keeps us focused. And we're making some
That's going to be hard with you, Joe. You know,
it is tough.
Oh, it is.
Joe's all over the place.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. Oh, geez. So, Valerie, tell us how to get involved. So, I think we've prompted a lot of interest mm-hmm. already. I know a lot of my running friends, you know, listen to the show. A lot of my business friends mm-hmm. listen to the show. A lot of my neighbors, including you, listen to the show. And so tell us how to get involved.
I think the biggest thing that we're working towards is, one, you can get involved by attending the meetings. The meetings are once a month on the second Wednesday of the month from 8 to 9:30 at the Center for Health Promotion on 49 South Main, right above
the Smile Building.
Yes, the Smile Building,
that's
which
right.
we all want to do. So,
and you can't smile unless you brush and floss
yeah.
a lot. So.
Yes.
There you
we're
go.
Getting way off
connecting
track.
The dot for you guys. But go ahead.
Anyway, so we certainly welcome community members, but I think the bigger drive that I'd like to see the coalition move towards is engaging more businesses in our coalition so that we can get more into work sites and work with individuals on that level. As well as other agencies, we have a lot of partners, the YMCA, we have WIC, we have the Penico Community Center, we have Concord Parks and Rec. We have a lot of good groups participating. So what I find is that a lot of us are doing our own individual things. And the more we can come together and work together, we'll have a much bigger collective impact.
Now, this is New Hampshire, so you know this question I'm always getting. So where are the resources, financially coming from? Obviously, there's a lot of human resources. You've mentioned the steering committee members as well as other people that attend the meeting. But like, how is this funded?
Mostly through grants and donations from businesses like Delta Dental, who sponsor events. The Concord Hospital does put a fair bit behind it. We do apply for grants. We have one kind of sitting there that we'd like to do some good work with. And I think going forward, that will be a big part of our how we drive things in the community, as well as any other business connections who would like to help sponsor us, really.
And it's great to hear that you also use partners. Obviously, Joe had mentioned Jim Doremus, who's the executive director of the Concord Family Y. You mentioned WIC as well. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at your shared vision, it is in integrating healthy food choices in restaurants and schools, providing educational opportunities, focusing on nutrition, healthy cooking and eating, encouraging physical and recreational activity that is easily accessible and available, incorporating life balance, social connectedness, mental health, and overall wellness. And of course, as Joe knows, we always have Justice Broderick on every Friday, so he's on the 20th. And of course, his great program, changedirection.org. We all have to get comfortable with the conversation of, you know, same way we talk about, oh, gee, I need meniscus surgery, I got to be out for 2 weeks. We have to have the same level of comfort. So, as you look, after the break, I want to review where we've been. You obviously mentioned the walks, but I know there's some other things you've done. But in terms of a goal for 2018, Valerie, what would you say is the primary goal in 2018?
Without a doubt, it's our 5210 campaign. And just for your listeners, 5210 stands for 5 fruits and vegetables, no more than 2 hours of screen time, 1 hour of physical activity, and 0 sugar-sweetened beverages. And that campaign is pretty well established and evidence-based, and we have gotten a grant through the Concord Hospital to implement that program in the Concord School District, and we will be meeting with them in the next coming weeks to see how we can best integrate that messaging into the schools and the culture within the schools. And we're also working with pediatricians' offices within the region to have them be sending that same message. So for sure, that is our biggest focus.
5210. Okay, we'll return with Valerie and Joe after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Joe and Valerie. We're talking about wellness happenings in the Concord area. Just again, a quick shout out to my running friends. Thank you for participating in the Runway 5K. Thank you as well for participating in the 10-mile run from NHTI throughout Concord and then back. And as Joe's mentioned, many of my executive friends also participated in the Mayor's Walk. So never a lacking of wellness activities, you know, in the Concord area. So with that kind of as the stepping off point, tell us, Joe and Joanne, and you mentioned a few of the things, but where we've been and what we've accomplished. We obviously know that 5210 is your 2018 primary goal, but you've also accomplished a lot of other things. So why don't you kind of review again the history of the Wellness Coalition?
Sure. We've been together since 2009. We did get a grant from the Y-USA, the National Y Association, to look at improving wellness. And part of that grant, what we used it for was our Take the Stairs pilot campaign back in 2012. And we got a number of people to take the stairs. And matter of fact, we still have, I left up the
posters at 2 Delta.
Yep. You know, take the stairs, you can burn 150 calories by walking the stairs. You know, you've got an exercise machine right at your hands. And it's true. By taking stairs and things like that, you're getting that additional exercise. And that was a very successful campaign we had in several different businesses throughout the greater Concord area, which is one of the things that we've done. We've been in farmers markets. We've had mini grants for marketing fresh and local foods. We held a wellness summit back in 2011, just a couple of years after we were formed, where we brought together over 100 people to talk about wellness and to have some open discussion as to how to improve wellness within not only the Concord area, but the greater Concord community, outreaching out to all these organizations. And Valerie's done a great job with bringing different organizations. You mentioned the Penacook Community Center. Mm-hmm. So we bring those groups in to collaborate with us because it's a group effort. It's not just two or three people sitting around the table making a decision. We want to get input from everybody. So when we make those changes and we put out those things, everybody's on board and they're aware of it.
Yeah, I also think it's important for people to know that every year the hospital does a community needs assessment. At the same time, the Granite United Way is assessing the health of the region. And those two partners come together to kind of compare notes and say what came out of this. And this year, we were last year actually in 2016, the United Way was able to identify 8 key strategic areas that they wanted to work on, and they were willing to fund or had enough money to fund 4 mm-hmm. of those areas. But the other 4, they couldn't. And one of those was obesity. And that's when they reached out to us. So we have the support of the United Way. They are great grant writers for us, so we can kind of funnel all of that kind of stuff to them. So I think we're really tapping into some really key players that can, you know, make change in the community.
Great. So on Take the Stairs, this is one of my little tiny pet peeves. Some of the office buildings, you can't take the stairs because of security or whatever. So it's like, I know obviously at 2 Delta where, you know, it's just 2 flights or 3 flights and it's not the security, but I know in some of the buildings you literally, particularly if you're visiting the 2nd or 3rd floor, like for convenience, not having to wait for an elevator, but also for exercise reasons, you try to take the stairs and you walk up and then the door's locked on the other end. So I guess what I'm saying is it's definitely a challenge, but I think the concept is right on target.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, it's a lot of the older buildings that we have here in Concord, the staircase was the predominant means by which you got to the next floor back in the early part of the 20th century. But a lot of the newer buildings that are going up, the staircase is kind of hidden behind a door around a corner, and it's hard to find sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's just a Tom Raffio pet peeve, and so I digress. Could you tell us, the great thing about this radio show is I get to meet with a lot of people. So I've met with people that are responsible for the trail system, and then like David Sky for some of this bike stuff and many other organizations. So do you act as an umbrella? So I'm assuming none of these organizations are going at cross purposes, but they're all sort of wellness related. So do you act as an umbrella so that sort of the communications are, we're not, you know, tripping on each other?
Overall, I would say no, but it's something we'd like to strive towards. And David Sky, since you mentioned him, is a part of our coalition, and he tries to bridge the gap between what's going on in the biking community and what's going on in the wellness community, and how can we partner to make that message, you know, a little bit more.
Well, there are, and there's a number, you know, there's the bike coalition, there's the trails, the Merrimack Greenway Trail System. Mm-hmm. There's another trail system that's out there. We've got our own 31 trails that are here in Concord. And the coalition acts more like a hub because we're not out to take over all these different things, but rather bring all the different organizations together so that we all share the ideas. We can develop a kind of a common purpose, and there's strength in numbers.
Yeah. So it's not an umbrella yet, but I'd like to see it more of an umbrella.
That can be your 2019 goal. I like it.
You never can tell.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Well Done Awards breakfast. I've gone every year. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, I mean, obviously Delta Dental is one of the sponsors. And for all my CEO friends out there, I know that you want to get involved as well. It's a great day. So how does that all work, and how do people get nominated, et cetera?
Well, the nominations come from the community. We just try to promote it as much as we can and say if you know someone who's either an individual doing great work, a workplace that's really doing good wellness work in their workplace, or if there's a community wellness effort going on. And you mentioned the Merrimack River Greenway Trail. They were one of our winners a few years back, a really big community effort where a group of people came together to do something really powerful. So people can nominate anyone that they feel should be nominated. And then the previous winners from the year before become our judges for the for the next year. And as kind of the guiding force behind it, I just attend the meeting and guide them through the process and let them pick their winners.
You know, what's nice about the Well Done Awards is the fact that we've got so many people in Concord and surrounding communities doing great things on a day-to-day basis that you never really hear about. And the Well Done Awards is a great way to recognize them. I mean, there's nothing better than to be recognized, to get an award, regardless of how large or small it is. But I think recognition does wonders, not only for the individual, mm-hmm. but also to promote the program. And that's what these Well Done Awards do. And we've had the Well Done Awards, going on since 2014. So we've had 3 years of wellness awards, and that's going to be something that's going to continue. And it's well attended.
It's well attended, and each story is awesome to hear, you know, whether it's Jeremy, you know, whether it's, you know, aerobics, whatever. It's just really awesome.
And it's just amazing to hear some of the stories and good things that are going on in the background that you don't hear because all the other stuff in the news, it's all the horrible stuff takes precedence.
Yep. Absolutely right.
So I know we've got some interest here. So we want people who want to lead by example and make a public statement to support healthy living. But as Valerie mentioned earlier, we also want businesses and organizations that offer some resources behind it. So the more businesses we can get behind it. So I'm going to give out Valerie's phone number, 230-7311, 230-7311. And I expect her the first week in November to get at least 10 calls, 5 from the public at large and 5 from businesses.
That's a great goal.
Oh, my, love it.
I think
and
that's
then
wonderful.
She can be a real taskmaster because yeah. She'll whip 30 of you every, every month. So you act and serve as a central resources, and I know you've identified best practices as well. What are the farmers? What were the farmer markets mini grants, and what was that all about?
I joined the organization 2 years ago, and so the mini grants happened before I was on board. I know that the hospital was doing some farmers market stuff mm-hmm. in the cafeteria, and actually they still are. But if there was other initiatives around the
farmers a lot of those grants, what they did was they provided people to come out and do cooking demonstration at some of the farmers markets.
Oh, cool.
And that allowed, especially a lot of our new Americans, mm-hmm. how do you prepare certain things given the foods that we produce here mm-hmm. in the Northeast versus where they might have mm-hmm. Emigrated
yeah.
from? And so we provided cooking demonstrations. We provided some, I want to say it was EBT mm-hmm. support in that regard for the farmers markets. And here again, it's getting people to eat healthy because you can always eat the junk and that doesn't do anything mm-hmm. for you outside of cause you to get more obese. And our goal is education is part of being well.
Yeah. And the Merrimack County Conservation District, who really does a lot of work with the farmers market and who's also one of our partners, does a fabulous job of gleaning food, leftover stuff from the farmers markets, getting it from the farmers themselves, getting it out to pantries, making sure that there's always someone at the farmers markets to hand out the SNAP and EBT benefit information so that people understand how they can and promote the Granite State Market Match, which lets mm-hmm. people double their SNAP dollars. So,
awesome.
These are the types of things.
So, again, I want to be a big shout-out to the steering committee. Joanna has referenced Joe, Bill Norton, Jim Doremus, executive director of Concord Family YMCA, and Valerie. So as you think ahead, we talked about 5210. I'm going to give out both of your numbers again, 230-7311 for Valerie and Joe Casper, Mr. Famous Man of Concord, 223-1287. I did the Mr. Concord thing last fall, Jill,
You did.
But anyway, congratulations on that.
You.
But I'd love if this would even be more attended because, as you pointed out, Joe, what we have found out, and that's one of the great things about the Wellness Coalition Awards, is you find out all these pockets of things that are going on mm-hmm. at different companies. And I think if we can do a better job of sharing, best practices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no sense in reinventing the wheel. I mean, the more best practices you can share amongst each other mm-hmm. and implement, the more successful the whole program is going to be.
So, Valerie and Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend. And I hope you have a ton of calls the first week in November.
God, what a pleasure.
I hope so, too.
Me too.
And I'll see you at an upcoming wellness event. A big shout out to Mayor Brule for participating in both walks.
Yes.
Tom Raffio, return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.